Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 23rd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. and happy Christmas Eve Eve. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Then it's Christmas. It's crazy. Christmas is already here. Hopefully you are enjoying your holiday week no matter what you celebrate. Always a great time of the year because honestly, hopefully you're not doing too much work. I feel like this is a slow part of the year. People can just hang out, relax. And for the Eagles though, it's actually leading into what could be the biggest game of the season. Not the biggest game of the season in terms of seeding, but it does feel like this Buffalo game is a big time prove it game for the Eagles. Like, you go into Buffalo and you beat the Bills, that equates to me to beating the Ravens last year. Like a physical team, their house looks like it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. You go in there and win that game, and that's about as quality of a win as you could ask for prior to heading into the postseason. You could argue like beating the Rams or the Seahawks because you'll see them again, but I think Buffalo's better than both those teams, and I definitely think they're tougher than both of those teams. So with the Eagles' recent style of winning, where they're playing tough defense, they're dominating at the line of scrimmage, they're running the ball effectively, they're throwing it better and better, if they can go into Buffalo and win that way, and win at the line of scrimmage, stop the Buffalo running game, run the ball effectively against the Bills, control the clock, be the more physical team, and make enough plays in the passing game to beat the Bills, I think you couldn't possibly really feel better about the team heading into the postseason as they try to repeat as Super Bowl champions. So big time game on Sunday. As you know, we're going to Buffalo. The Go Birds pod is going to Buffalo. So if you're looking for a last minute Christmas gift for somebody and they're a big Go Birds fan and a big Eagles fan, come on down to Buffalo with us. Just go to fansofphilly.com and email Joe. Joe is the man, has become a good friend of mine since we started working together at WIP. So come hang out. We're going to be hanging out all Saturday night. We're going to do the show on Saturday from Buffalo, and then Sunday we'll be at the tailgate, or at least James will be at the tailgate for a lot of it. I'll be there for some of it, and unfortunately have to go cover the game, but come hang with us. It'll be fun. I'm trying to convince James to jump through a table. So fansofphilly.com, Buffalo on Saturday, come hang with us and go to the game because it's going to be a big time game and one of the last games in that Buffalo stadium. So let's get into what is on the schedule for today. Is the Eagles are back to work and will work this week as they prepare for that big game. At 2:10, we will hear from Vic Fangio. Fangio would be a cool nickname. From Vic Fangio, coordinator of the Red Hot Eagles defense. Michael Clay will speak. Those are both at 2:10. Probably lots of Jake Elliott questions for Michael Clay. So 2:10, Michael Clay and Vic Fangio. At 3:10, practice begins. We'll get to see who's out there. And at 4:45, open locker room as we'll hear from Jalen Hurts and Kevin Petullo as they prepare for a better test than I thought against this Buffalo defense. The Buffalo defense really is not that bad, but that is what is on the schedule for you guys today. The injury report. As we talked about yesterday, N'Kobe Dean seems like he escaped that game without too serious of a hamstring injury. He told NBC Sports Philadelphia's Ashlyn Sullivan that he is fine, just kind of tweaked it. So we'll see if he plays against Buffalo. Would be a big loss against Buffalo for sure because they have maybe the best running game in the NFL, and N'Kobe is probably their best run defender amongst the linebackers, or definitely better than Jihad Campbell right now in his career. So N'Kobe, you know, it's a big one. Like, you need N'Kobe in that game. So we'll see if he's able to play. The good news is it seems like Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson will be back against Buffalo. That, according to Adam Schefter, we'll find out more throughout the week as they begin to practice. And then more good news, it seems like no suspensions are coming from that fight Saturday where Tyler Steen was really involved and threw a few punches. So my guess is he'll probably get fined, but Tyler Steen should be able to be good to go for Saturday. So you could have all five offensive linemen back. You could have all the defensive linemen back with Jalen Carter. The back seven seems like, or back four looks like it'll be pretty healthy. Back five, really. And then it comes down to N'Kobe. But if you have N'Kobe, you go into this game with pretty much the 22 starters you're expecting to have for the playoff run since Makuba, you know, is gone for the season. So big time test in Buffalo on Sunday. All right, the book drive. So thank you to everybody that has made a donation so far. As you know, I'm working with Treehouse Books, a local nonprofit in North Philadelphia that works to get books into the hands of children. I've worked with them for the past few seasons. It's so awesome seeing the work they do and really the work that you guys have allowed them to do in a way with your generous donations. $23,000 in donations over the past few seasons. We're up to $16,000 this year already. And at $5 for a new book, it's a lot of books that you guys have made happen for Treehouse Books. So thank you to everybody that has donated. But there's still time. The season's still going on. And there's still a chance to win a Zach Bond signed football or to get a sick shirt by Dewani Soraya. She made the design exclusively for us for the shirt. I'm going to pin it on my Twitter page so you can see it. You can get it on a shirt or a mug, and the details on how to do that are in the description. So it's a giving time of year. I know you're spending a lot of money now on gifts and all that, so I get it, trust me. But any donation helps, and it would really mean a lot to both me, as it's a charity that means a lot to me, or I guess I should say like a place that means a lot to me. And they do a lot of good work. So Treehouse Books, the details on how to make a donation are in the podcast description. So thank you very much to everybody that has donated and to anybody that's considering donating. I very much appreciate that as well. All right, let's get going with everything that happened on Monday. We got a lot of stuff based off what Nick Sirianni said. And then I got a chance to rewatch the game. Sunday, I think like most of us probably relaxed, enjoyed just Sunday watching around the league. But I sat down, rewatched the game. So we got the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card on the second part of the pod. So let's get going and let's start with the running game, because the running game throughout the year really has been obviously a topic of discussion. Saquon just over 1,000 yards. He was, you know, almost near 2,000 yards at this time last year. So a dramatic drop in his production for a bunch of reasons that we've talked about throughout the season. But one thing we've consistently talked about with the offense this year is that the problem is getting behind the sticks, right? And we talk about that with penalties, with sacks, and with negative plays in the running game. And they have been better recently at not taking negative plays in the running game. And Saquon has talked about, you know, Jamal Singleton told him in this past game, you have to run angry. And it feels like he is doing a better job recently of just getting to the line of scrimmage and making positive plays, or at the very least, avoiding negative plays. So Nick Sirianni was asked about Saquon getting those dirty runs where it's not a highlight reel run, but it's 2 yards, it's 3 yards, it's 4 yards. It's just getting positive yardage. So Nick was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
Wanted to talk about Saquon a little bit. I think everybody got fired up by the explosive runs, but recently he's been talking about doing a better job with the what he calls those dirty runs. How do you think that part of it's improved when maybe it's blocked for three, you get that three or four or something like that?
Yeah, Saquon's a special player. I think, obviously had a really big game on Saturday. And what's so unique about him is that, you know, he can make some of those runs that are blocked for three or two go for big ones. We saw that in the game. We had one on his really long run that, we didn't block that up as well as we should have and as well as we could have, and he slipped through that and got 60. But, you know, there's a time and place to do that. There's a time and place to get the dirty three, and, he can be any type of back that he wants to be because that's how talented he is. And so he did a lot of good things there. Like I said, made some runs, like you said, you know, the dirty runs, but then also, you know, finished some of those dirty runs for big ones, you know, like that, like one I just mentioned and the touchdown run. So special player, special guy. Yeah.
So Nick is right, right? He can make those 3 yard runs go for the big ones. He mentions in there the 60 yard run that Saquon had against Washington wasn't even blocked up that well. Saquon made it happen. But I do think it is worth highlighting how much better he has been, and really the whole running game has been, because the offensive line's a big part of that, on avoiding negative runs. So this season, on average, he's averaging around 3 or 4 negative runs a game. So that means basically the run goes for at least a negative yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, whatever. And you look at some games this year, 6 negative runs versus the Bucks, 4 negative runs versus the Packers. Like a lot of games like that where there's 3-4 plays a game where, whether it's first down, second down, whatever it might be, it's kicking them back behind the sticks. And as a result, they average the longest third down in the NFL, or at least they did heading into this past weekend. I'll have to see where they are now. But this past Saturday against Washington was the first game all year Saquon had 0 negative runs. Not a single one of the runs, according to Pro Football Reference, so, you know, according to them, not a single one of the runs went for negative yards. All of them were positive. And if you look on the season, that's a big step in the right direction, because last year, Saquon ran the ball in the regular season 345 times. He had 33 negative runs all last season. So 9.5% of his carries were negative yardage, right? This year, he has 261 attempts. He has 38 negative runs on the season. So he already has more this season than he did all of the last regular season. And it's just under 15% of the time he is getting stopped for a negative run. So from, you know, 9.5%, you know, so under 10% last year on negative runs to over 14.5%. I mean, that's 50% more than he was last year on average. So the zero negative runs against Washington is a really big deal. And I think that's why you saw the offense like move so much, right? There was one drive where they didn't even face a third down. And as a result of being better in the running game and not taking as many negative yards, they have become one of the better third down offenses in the NFL over the last three games. Obviously, on the year, still are not one of the better third down offenses. Still a long stretch there where they face a lot of third and longs. And as you know, average one of the longest, if not the longest, third down average in the NFL. But over the past three games, they have the third best third down offense in the NFL. Still only 24th, but when we talk about the Jalen rewatch report call on the other side, there will not be a lot of third down plays to talk about. Whereas it feels like throughout the year, a lot of the highlight Jalen throws or misses have been on third downs because they're constantly facing third downs. And when you're in tight games, those downs matter the most. So big step in the right direction for the running game. We'll see what they can do this week against Buffalo. Buffalo average against the run, if memory serves. I can look up quickly what I had down there. But not average. Glad I looked that up. Terrible against the run. 31st in the league in average yard per attempt. So keeping positive plays, not getting behind the sticks, controlling the clock, like that's why they're becoming better at it, because Saquon's not getting tackled behind the line of scrimmage as much. So a big development there in the running game. All right, so next up, Nick was asked about Lane Johnson and Jalen Carter and kind of the thought process behind what to do with them this week. And the question was basically, you know, you want to play them to get them reps, but also there's the injury risk, but also there's potential seeding and potential seeding in the way, like whether you care about trying to go up to the two or whatever it might be. So a lot of factors there when it comes to playing Lane and Jalen Carter this week. So Nick was asked about that, and here's what Nick had to say.
When it comes to Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson, what goes into your philosophy on getting guys back when there's, you know, you're not sort of locked into your spot, but you're almost locked into your spot playoff wise? And how do you weigh like injury risks versus the need to get players back on the field before the playoffs? And is Lane maybe a little bit different because he's Lane and he's been doing this for such a long time?
Every guy's a little different. Every scenario is a little different. There's a time where you, like last year, we had rested guys, but Dallas Goedert was just coming back in that last game against the Giants, and he came back in. We got him some early touches, and you know that was good for him. You know, every situation's a little bit different. Every injury is a little bit different. Every guy's a little bit different. So you do think about your past situations and when you've been through those things before. But you're trying to do and trying to make the best decision for each guy, and everyone's, you know, just a little bit different. So, just always trying to do what's best for the guy and their health, first and foremost.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So a very Nick answer there, right? Every guy's scenario is different. You know, we do handle things differently. He does mention that Goddard played in week 18 last year, a sign that they probably do want to get Lane and Jalen Carter some reps this Sunday. And I think Lane and Jalen will play on Sunday. Adam Schefter's reported it. Nick kind of hints at it a little bit there by saying Goddard played in week 18 last year. And I do think they should play them. I know there's been a school of thought of rest them up and, you know, keep them healthy for the playoffs. And I get that. Like, health is a major benefit this team has going into the postseason. But I also think going into Buffalo on Sunday can be such a massive moral victory to the end of the season and such a statement win that I think getting all your starters out there and seeing where you're at, right? Seeing what you can execute, seeing how you match up with probably your biggest competition. I know that they're not in the NFC, so it's a different kind of competition, but your biggest threat to repeating as Super Bowl champions. I think the Bills are most likely to come out of the AFC, and I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. So it's Eagles-Bills. Like, this is a Super Bowl preview. I compared it on the pod with James to when the Giants and Patriots played. Now, they had nothing to play for other than the perfect record in that game. But they played them tight. They almost beat them. And they rode that momentum, the Giants did, into the postseason. I think this can be a similar game for the Eagles. So I would play them both if they're ready. Get them some reps. It's going to be cold. Certainly going to be a game where you want to be in football shape. And it could be tough for Jalen and Lane to give you all the snaps. We'll see if Lane's able to finish the game. Obviously, Jalen Carter won't play all the snaps. So we'll find out. But I do think both should play. And I expect both to play. All right. So, of course, Nick was asked about Jake Elliott. Probably the biggest, some ways the biggest story coming out of the game outside of winning the division on Sunday. He struggles once again, misses those three kicks, all long kicks, but misses them. And Nick was asked after the game about sticking with Jake Elliott, and he said he would. He was asked again today about sticking with Jake Elliott, and here is what he had to say.
You expressed your confidence in Jake Elliott after the game. Is there anything you or the coaches try to do in a moment like this to get him back on track?
You know, it's always about your process. I think Jake always has a great process going in, and you know, the week of work that leading up to it. You know, I think it's always important that everybody needs to know they're loved and appreciated. And so, you know, that my love and appreciation for Jake isn't just when you guys ask me questions about it, but also, you know, in times, you know, like this, you want to make sure you reconfirm those things. And I think we've seen Jake have, you know, he's had such a great career with so many highs, but like any player, he's had some moments of struggle as well. And all I've ever seen him do was get up out of that and you know, rise from that. I know he went through some struggles last year and ended up having however many field goals and extra points in the Super Bowl. And in the NFC Championship game. So I have no doubt in my mind of the competitor he is and the way and how mentally tough he is to be able to rise from this situation as well.
So I think the key phrase in there is everyone needs to know they're loved and appreciated, right? So obviously they're telling Jake, we believe in you, we trust you, we're sticking with you. He says, all I've ever seen him do is get out of the struggles he's been through, mentions how last year he struggled, then kicked it well in the playoffs. So very obvious they're sticking by him. It was a follow-up question to ask if they're going to bring in any competition, and Nick said no, basically. So Jake will kick the ball on Sunday in Buffalo. If he really, really struggles again, I still think they'll stick with him, and I still think he'll be the kicker in the playoffs. But We'll see. I would put it 95% Jake Elliott is the kicker, or 98% that Jake Elliott is the kicker in the playoffs, not factoring injury. I think it's a very, very small chance they'll bring in a new kicker. But Sunday will be a good test because it's going to be windy, it's going to be snowy, it's going to be cold, and it's a big game, and it could be a close game. So they're going to need some kicks in this one, and it'll be Jake Elliott attempting those kicks. All right, so next up, the tush push. Because the tush push, noticed nationally, not as big of a conversation anymore, but certainly locally it is, as the tush push has not been the same kind of dominant play that it has been in past years. So Nick was asked about the tush push and kind of the struggles they're having with it, and here's what he had to say.
So much of the conversation over the past few years about, you know, the quarterback sneak tush push has been about, you know, other teams stopping it or things like that. But then when you factor in the penalties that are being called, does that change the calculus in terms of how you look at the play and how often you want to run it?
Man, I was never real good at calculus. So, but
or change the thinking on it. Yeah.
Everything. We teams have done a good job. That play has been really successful for us for a couple years now. Teams are doing a good job adjusting. And now it's our job as coaches to do it, you know, to do our part and adjust there as well. But that's kind of the fun part of this league, that there's ebbs and flows with this. Offenses or defenses succeed at something, the other side catches up, and then you got to adjust again. So that's what we'll be doing. That's what we'll be working on. But really good job to Washington with how they stopped it. And yeah, I think for sure, Zach, that the penalties, you know, play into it, the thought process as well, because you got to be perfect on that play, and we understand that, and we got to be even a little bit better than what we've been there.
So some, you know, similar to kind of what a lot of players have said with it, teams who are doing a good job adjusting, there's ebbs and flows with it. But what I thought was noteworthy was, you know, the penalties, right? I think they had two times on Sunday, Saturday, I should say, where it was third and one and the penalty kicked them back into a third and long, right? Third and six. And it's a good point by Nick when he says penalties play into it. You have to be perfect on that play. And the reason you have to be perfect is because it's such a huge play. Like, it's normally a third and short or a fourth and short. They don't often run the play like on second and one, right? So it's a high leverage, to steal a baseball term. It's a high leverage play. So you do have to be perfect on it. And so you have to have a ton of confidence in running it, and you have to have a ton of confidence that you can execute it cleanly. And I think that's the concern right now with the tush push. Like last year, the year before, when they went to run the tush push, it was such a confidence play. Like, fans would stand up and cheer when they got in formation for it. Like, that's not it anymore. Like, it definitely doesn't have that same feeling that we can execute this cleanly. So moving forward, you know, not to keep referencing Buffalo, but it's kind of the team's like Super Bowl in a way, not their Super Bowl, but it has the feeling of a massive, massive game. Running the tush push again, snowing, cold, like, getting short yardage going to be key, and running it cleanly is going to be key. So not just would beating Buffalo be big for, I think, this team, but getting through a game clean on the tush push, I think, would also be big. So yeah, they got to stop getting penalized on it. It's hurting them. And, you know, we talk about the Saquon not getting negative yardage, the penalties also a big, big part of that. And they've cleaned up the penalties. I think they had five last game. They had three the game before. I think you want to stay at around five-ish a game, you know, a little less than that. So they've done better with it, but did have some impactful ones on Saturday. All right, finally, so this is sad to me. So according to Darren Rovell, the Eagles, the first Eagles Super Bowl ring from last year, Super Bowl LIX, the player ring, the first one, has come to market with offensive tackle Vakalehi. I never could get his first name, but Vakalehi, the offensive tackle that was never played for the team last year, really ever, sold his Super Bowl ring. He sold it on Heritage Auctions for $124,000. Now, everyone should do what they want with the ring, right? Like, it's a lot of money, $124,000. I'm not telling anybody to turn down $124,000 for a ring. Like, do what he should do what he wants. But it's always sad to me when players do this. Like, I know he didn't play, but I like to think he enjoyed being in Philadelphia. I like to think he enjoyed the season last year. In 10 years, he'll look back and tell people he won a Super Bowl. And I know he didn't play, but he won a Super Bowl and was on that journey. And you know, so it just kind of sad to me. You know, I think a lot of times when I see players that played that sell their ring, I always think the team should buy it back and give it back to the player. You know, I know Vakalehi didn't play and he sold it pretty quick. So I'm not like saying Jeffrey Lurie should go buy the ring back. It's not like Jalen Hurts sold his ring, right? That one would sell for way more than $124,000. But it just always makes me sad when I see this. So that's the first one. We'll see who else ends up selling them. A lot of rings out there between the players, the staff members that got them. Now, not all staff members get the true ring, but there'll be rings that go up there for sale. And pretty crazy, hasn't even been a year before one hits the market. So speaking of Super Bowls, in order for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl, they're going to need their franchise quarterback to play at a high level. And I think after these past few weeks, you can feel confident or better about that happening in the postseason. So let's take a deep dive into how Jalen played on the other side with the Jalen Hurts Rewatch Report Card. But first, a word from our sponsors.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big. For the small. The short.
and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Okay, let's get into the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card. And for another week in a row, this is now the third week in a row, I've watched the game and felt good about where Jalen was at. Obviously, too many turnovers, clearly, against the Chargers. But I thought he threw the ball well against the Chargers, comes back, has a good game against the Raiders. And I thought on Saturday in Washington, the passing offense looked really, really good. And it just stands out to me how in rhythm things seem to be in the passing game. Even this year when he's had good games, it's felt like it's happened in spurts. They haven't thrown the ball consistently throughout the game many times this year. And even some of the completions they do get are not always pretty. This passing offense is starting to look like it has found an identity, that it knows what it wants to do, that it's good at what it wants to do. And I think you see Jalen and the receivers getting on the same page. One thing players talked about a lot this year is why the passing game was struggling was timing, was chemistry, and not so much the routes, right? And Jalen, on Saturday, I thought threw the ball well and had a good game. So let's get into it. Talk about some plays throughout the game. Of course, as we always do, we will start with his stats. 22 of 30, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 7 rushes for 40 yards. Now, I gave Jalen an A coming out of the game. Won the division, back-to-back champions, played well, didn't turn the ball over, had a big play on third down. We'll talk at the end about what I'll give him after rewatching the game. So let's get it going. First quarter, first play on offense, not a great start to the game. No one's open on this play. It seemed like AJ maybe stopped his route and it's part of the reason he wasn't open. AJ, throughout the game, I thought there were some plays where weren't great reps by AJ. We'll talk about them throughout. But Jalen runs the ball on this play. Thought it was smart not to risk it. I think he got some positive yardage on this one, but not a great first passing play. After all the nice things I just said about the passing game, first play really did show some of the limitations that it still has, where there's snaps. Now, there's not a lot of them. There's definitely way fewer of them than there used to be when guys are just not open. Now, 3rd and 7, so a 3rd and long play. So the two first plays kind of go against everything I've said all pod, but that's okay, because I know the truth is on my side as we go through the rest of them. So next play, a 1st and 10 throw to Devontae, 6:06 to play in the first quarter. It's along the sideline for 16 yards. To me, it seemed like it was a little late coming out, which wasn't common for Jalen in this game. But again, they scored way more points in the second half than the first half, so it wasn't as good in the first part of the first quarter. It seemed like a little late to me coming out. I think with an on-time throw, maybe Devontae gets up the field, but that's probably nitpicking. Still a 16-yard completion. So next play I want to highlight, one thing the Eagles did a lot of in this game was go 5 wide and really spread the Washington defense out. And I thought a real benefit of that was Jalen did an awesome job running when there wasn't anything there. So the ball is snapped, Jalen looks to his left, nothing is there. Boom, takes off, and he gets 14 yards. And the benefit of the five wide is, A, you're pulling a lot of guys back. And if it's man coverage, their backs are often turned to the quarterback. So if they're spread out and their backs are to you, you can really run the ball. So that worked well for the Eagles, and it worked well on this play for 14 yards. Okay, so next one. 1st and 10, 4:47 to play. They actually got some yak in this game. So I think maybe they kind of had the hitch routes like cut sooner than normal. It seemed like Washington was sitting on him, but they cut him sooner than normal. So the AJ consistently got the ball like with 2 or 3 yards away, with the closest defender 2 or 3 yards away. And as a result, he was able to get some yak. So 1st and 10, get some yak. AJ gets up the field. Good play. So notice like last 3 plays, first down, first down, first down. Not a lot of third down. So another first down here, 4:08 to play. Really liked the decision on this play by Hurts. Didn't love the pass as much. I thought it should have been a touchdown. This is the deep shot to Devontae that Devontae dropped. Should have had it. Like, should have had it. But if you look at the play, like, the Jalen guesses correctly that the defender is going to stick with Goddard, which brings which makes Devontae one-on-one in the end zone. The safety's far enough away that he's not a factor there. The throw to me, it seemed like it maybe was maybe a bit of a miscommunication or they thought different things. Like, I thought he could have led Devontae into the end zone and not thrown it towards the sideline. If he kind of throws it with where Devontae is running, I think it's an easy touchdown. But it looks like he thinks he wants to go towards the sideline. Maybe he thought the safety was closer than the safety was. Devontae adjusts in the air, probably still should have caught it, like had both hands on it. But second week in a row, or I guess second time in three games because the Chargers game was two games ago, where Jalen has thrown a really nice deep ball. So I do think while his accuracy has suffered this year, he has thrown some nice deep balls recently. So maybe it was just, you know, a miscommunication thing, but should have been a touchdown. I still thought a very nice read by Jalen Hurts. All right, second and 10, 4:03 to play. Another short throw to AJ where he got some yak. Again, the offense did a good job of getting the wide receiver space to run after the throw in this game, which hasn't been a common theme all year, but I thought it did a good job of it on Saturday. Second and 5, 2:10 to play. Nice, easy touchdown throw. Right on time, good placement. Devontae, front corner of the end zone, does a little dance for his daughter, which was very cute. You know, if you really want to, like, nitpick in the film room and be like, you know, is it 100% a perfect play? The ball is maybe a little bit behind him and not in front, but still more than a good enough throw to make it happen. So nice, easy touchdown play there for Devontae. All right, second quarter, first and 10, 14:54 to play. Another really nice decision by Jalen. He starts to throw it while AJ's back is still to him. AJ hasn't even cut yet. Really nice anticipation throw. The issue is the throw is just a bad one. It dies on him. Bad. And if you look at it, look, I'm not a quarterback technique expert, but if you go back and watch the play, first and 10, 14:54 to play in the second quarter, just like watch his feet. It looks like his foot almost gets caught in the grass, or it's just like a weird throw. And so the ball dies on him and it's incomplete, but I like the decision. Like, I like when he threw it. I like that he threw it when AJ was still making his cut. Like, I thought it was a good read. It just was a bad throw. And I think his footwork at times has not been good this year. A lot of deep throws, I feel like he just kind of like almost jump throws it instead of like sets his feet. And I thought the ball died on him here as a result. Second and 10, 14:49 to play. Another 5-wide set allows Jalen to run with plenty of room, gets 16 yards. No one's open, still makes something positive. Really nice play. And I think they'll start to probably do a little bit more of this as the season goes on. Second and 8, this was one of Jalen's best throws of the game. A 24-yard completion to AJ over the middle. The ball is just on an absolute rope to AJ. Gets it over the fingers of the defender. Really, really nice placement. Nice catch. AJ shows off his strong hands by holding on to the ball, but a really nice throw too. And man, Jalen and AJ just look like they are on the same page. It looks like the timing between them has really improved over the past few weeks. So they get 24 yards there. Third and 11, 9:14 to play. Nice throw to AJ in a good spot. It was just knocked incomplete, but I thought it was a really nice play overall. But the one bad miss Jalen had all game, and this was actually before that third and 11, but second 11, 9:18 to play. Eagles are at the Washington 25. AJ is wide open. He's in between two defenders, but 5 yards between him and each defender. He's like in a window there. So Jalen tries to put it over the fingertips of the defender, but he just misses it. He just sails it out of bounds. So not much really to say on that other than it was just a bad throw. And this is the accuracy stuff that's been hurting him this year. So if it's completed, the Eagles are inside the 15. Instead, as we just talked about, third and 11, the ball gets knocked incomplete. Jake Elliott misses a field goal and they get 0 points on an otherwise very nice drive. All right, let's talk about the fumble play. So 35 seconds to go, second and 3 in the second quarter. This is where Hurts fumbles it. To me, it looks like maybe the play is originally designed to go to AJ over the middle. But I would look, like, if I were you guys, go back and watch this play. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter, second and three, I should say. AJ is just straight up jogging, and not looking. Hurts doesn't throw it, because I think he's looking at AJ and AJ's not looking and jogging, and AJ doesn't look like he's like ready to catch the football. So the pressure comes, he runs. It's a really nice play by the defender to knock it out. Jalen picks it up. And I think because of the fumble he had earlier in the year when he picked up a loose ball, he just wants to hold on to it and not like try to throw it or get creative with it. So he runs, he gets tackled. But to me, this isn't really a play on him. No, the play is not on him. Nobody's open. AJ doesn't run a good route. The ball gets knocked out of his hand on a nice play. He secures the ball. So an unfortunate play, but again, I would encourage you guys to go watch the route that AJ runs. It's noteworthy to me. And then finally, one more play from the second half. First and 10, 13 seconds to go. A shot to Devontae down the sideline. So for people thinking they weren't trying to score, like, it was a shot to Devontae down the sideline. Now, the issue is it's such a bad throw. It makes me wonder if they were even trying to complete it or if this was just a play to kill time off the clock and they never had intention of being completed. But it's nowhere close to catchable. So either a miscommunication or the communication was throw that thing out of bounds because it was not a good throw. So the Eagles end the half with 7 points. I still think some positives in the passing game as we talked about, but the second half is really when they took off and it was in the third quarter. So really nice string of pass completions to start the third quarter. I'm not going to describe each to you because they're all just like very simple and clean and easy. Four straight plays, 2nd and 5, 7 yards to Devontae. 1st and 10, 8 yards to Goddard. 2nd and 2, 6 yards to Dotson. 1st and 10, 9 yards to Devontae. And that's four straight plays. Four straight plays, just completions, nice, quick, simple, really, really good. Now, Hurts does have a bad rep in this drive. 1st and 10, 10:32 to play. I thought it was a bad rep. In my opinion, both AJ and Goddard are open, depending who he was looking at, but the pressure comes, but it comes after I think the ball should have been thrown, so he throws it away. 3rd and 10, 9:09 to play. A throw to Shipley that I didn't really like, and it's not on Jalen. I just didn't like the play. Obviously, it's supposed to go to Shipley, or at least that's what Jalen read, because he throws it to Shipley right away on 3rd and 10. But the issue is no one's blocking for him. So a defender comes right at Shipley. Don't like the play. Don't like the play design. Must have been a miscommunication or a mistake, because I don't know why they would throw it to Shipley with nobody blocking for him. And then here comes Jalen's best play of the game. 3rd and 16, or 3rd and goal from the 16, 3:33 to play. Really nice throw, really nice play. The pressure gets there. Jalen steps up in the pocket, throws it while he's on the run. Perfect throw to Goddard. I thought watching it, there was some, you know, discussion about if it was a good throw or not. I do think like the placement was really good. So great throw, big play, franchise quarterback stuff. Like, needed a touchdown. If you don't get it there, maybe the game turns out differently. But to kind of have the drive kick back the way it did, right? They were, I think, 1st and goal at the 1, and then they slowly got pushed back. To make that play was huge. So really, really nice play. Now, I will say, it sure looks to me like AJ is wide open for a much easier touchdown if Hurts doesn't leave the pocket so quick. Like, Hurts leaves the pocket almost right away. It makes me wonder if he thought he was going to run and then he kind of sees Goddard at the last minute. But it looked to me like if he stayed in the pocket, AJ was wide open. So you can go watch the play and you tell me. But regardless, the result's the result. Great throw, great catch, big play in the game. All right, fourth quarter, only two throws really stood out to me. 2nd and 12, first play of the first quarter. I feel like the Eagles, like I talked about, had the hitch routes cut short this week, which gave the wide receivers more room to run. AJ gets 9 yards on a 4-yard completion. It was a common theme throughout the game. And then 2nd and 10, 12:56 to play. Just a nice on-time throw to Dotson, a play where Jalen seemed like he knew what he wanted pre-snap. Seems like he got the defensive look he thought he was going to get. Gets it right to him. Very nicely done. Now, so his final two passes are short incompletions to Saquon. One is supposed to go to Saquon and it just doesn't work. The other one, the play breaks down. He tries to get it to Saquon. It doesn't work. So again, throwing it to the running backs, not really a positive for the offense this year. But overall, like I said, I gave him an A before the game. I'm not giving him an A after rewatching it. Thought there were some misses. First half started a little slow, but overall, I still came away really encouraged with the passing game. I think they're figuring out what they want to do. I think they're figuring out what routes work for them. They're getting guys open. I just thought there were a few misses in this game. So I give Jalen a B on the rewatch and feel really good about where the team is going heading into this big game in Buffalo. So go out, enjoy your day. You know, hopefully, like I said, not working too hard. Maybe you're doing some last minute shopping, but thank you for spending a portion of your day with me. So until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.